Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. Jeffrey Epstein's New Mexico ranch is basically impossible to sell at this point, and they've had to give it several haircuts off its original price. However, that hasn't enticed anybody to come forward and say, you know what? I think I want to purchase Jeffrey Epstein's transhumanism baby-making ranch. And I don't see there being a market for it now, especially considering how high the interest rates are and how cumbersome it is to get yourself some sort of loan at this point. So my guess is this ranch is going to sit on the market for quite some time. But really, the question is, how is it that this ranch was never raided? You have a dude who compiles a website about Area 51, and the cops raid this guy's house with a no-knock warrant, full tactical gear, guns drawn, the whole thing. But nobody could have been bothered to kick in the door at Jeffrey Epstein's ranch over here and see what sort of evidence is possibly on the property, considering women and girls have said they've been abused there, considering we've heard horror story after horror story about what went on there. But nobody in the state could be bothered to kick in that door and raid this place. And it's amazing to me, because you look around and you see the other places that they raid or spend resources at, and it makes you shake your head. Now, look, I'm not saying the guy that had the Area 51 website wasn't, you know, maybe dicking around with classified files or something. But really, you're going to raid that dude's house that way with tactical teams and guns drawn, the whole thing. But Jeffrey Epstein's ranch over here in New Mexico, we don't have any time to go check out what's going on over there. I mean, it's all absurd. And then you wonder why people are looking at you sideways, meaning the Department of Justice. It's like, okay, cool, we'll go after the low-hanging fruit, but we're not going to go after the real criminals. We're going to let people like Jeffrey Epstein just slide on by, and the Area 51 guy? Oh no, forget that, he's going down to Gitmo. It's crazy. And it's a waste of resources. Can anyone out there listening to this podcast truly tell me you care what some guy who is compiling information about Area 51 has on his computer? Especially considering we know that there's people like Epstein out there right now as we speak. Epstein was only the tip of the iceberg. But yeah, go on with your bad self and pat yourselves on the back for raiding the Area 51 guy's house while Jeffrey Epstein's ranch has never been raided and Sam Bankman-Fried and company are still running around having Harry Potter orgies. Do we live in a simulation or what, folks? This can't be real life, right? Am I in like some kind of like induced slumber that I don't know about? Because this is all absurd to me. Today's article is from the Daily Mail. Headline, sale price of pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's 8,000-acre New Mexico ranch is slashed by $9.5 million to $18 million after sitting on the market for a year and a half. So this is the worst time for a place like this to be on the market, considering all of the financial uncertainty that's present. And nobody's really going to make a leap here and buy this, at least nobody who isn't filthy rich already. My guess would be this will be a cash purchase. If somebody swoops in to buy this place, they're going to come in with a bag full of money and not have to worry about paying interest rates and stuff like that. But short of that, I don't think you're going to get any sort of normal person or any sort of even rich person who isn't filthy rich to swoop in and buy this place. This article was authored by Hope Sloop and Daniel Bates. Billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's New Mexico ranch had its price slashed once again as it continues to sit on the market after nearly a year and a half. The Zorro Ranch, 35 miles from Santa Fe, is now down to $18 million, a nearly $10 million drop from its initial listing price of $27.5 million. And now look, I've been down there personally, and I've seen what this ranch looks like, and there's no doubt it's a beautiful property. The problem is all of the horrific shit that happened on that property. And that's really not a draw for people. Nobody's sitting around right now, at least I wouldn't think so, saying to themselves, boy, oh boy, I can't wait to stroll into Jeffrey Epstein's old house and set my family up here. I mean, come on. So it's going to take a special kind of buyer to purchase a place like this. And I've said it a million times, if I had the money, I'd buy this place and I'd turn it into a home or a transition center for women who have been trafficked. Epstein's New Mexico home, which sits on nearly 8,000 acres, first went on the market in July of 2021. Buyers could be deterred by reports indicating he had hopes to turn the sprawling 33,000-square-foot property into a baby-making factory, and that several women have reported to have been raped and assaulted there when they were underage. And remember, no state investigation by New Mexico. They never initiated a state investigation, ever. They punted it to the feds. They could have easily raided this house. I mean, think about it. If you were the DA and someone reported this to you, that people were being molested and raped in your state, don't you think you would have taken action, or would you punt to the feds and wash your hands clean of it? Several women reported being sexually abused by Epstein at the New Mexico property. The New York financier was never charged in the state with any crimes, however. And it's also funny that he didn't have to register as a sex offender there. So remember with Epstein, everything was planned out, right? He always had a blueprint. He wasn't just shooting from the hip. For as much of a disgusting person as Epstein was, he was pretty shrewd. And he knew how to manipulate situations to his benefit. And there's no doubt about that. DailyMail.com exclusively revealed photos of the home purchased through the millionaire's holding company, Cypress Incorporated, in May. Epstein allegedly committed suicide in his New York prison cell in 2019 while awaiting trial for sex trafficking. Well, at least they said allegedly there. And the pictures, look, when you click on this link and you check out these pictures, there's no doubt how beautiful this place is, how opulent it is. But that can't mask the horror story that it hides. The fact that girls were taken here and they were raped and abused. And folks, just the ones we've heard about. Do you mean to tell me that you think Epstein wasn't up to the same shit he was up to in Florida and New York, in New Mexico? How many young girls were abused in New Mexico that we have no idea about? Furthermore, how many indigenous girls? Now, nobody ever really talks about that, but there's a lot of missing indigenous girls in a place like New Mexico. And I'm not saying for sure that Epstein was, you know, abusing them or whatever, but it's certainly something that needs to be looked into. And what happened in New Mexico has been a complete whitewash. We have no real information about what went down here in New Mexico. All we have is a bunch of, you know, short reports. No in-depth reporting going on down here, that's for damn sure. At the time, Virginia Roberts said that she had been trafficked to the Santa Fe County Ranch, while Maria Farmer claimed her sister, Annie, was assaulted at the home in 1996 by the millionaire and his co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, who was 60. Epstein allegedly closely guarded the property to ensure it was secluded from the world. The ranch was set up to be self-sufficient and private. The property even came with its own firehouse with a working engine and fire retention water tanks in case of a blaze. Glass houses accommodate a generous kitchen garden and offer the ranch a home for its own private ecosystem. And when you get to this place and you're looking at it from the front of the property, you can see this sprawling, you know, spread they got here as far as the other houses, not the main house. You have the firehouse, you have a like schoolhouse, a farmhouse, and it's just a bizarre situation. You know, when you look at it, knowing what we know about him, and you look at where this ranch is located and how desolate it is, and you put all the pieces together, it's a pretty scary sight, because where this place is located, you can't get away from there. If, say, you were brought there and you wanted to leave, there's no way you're getting away from there. What are you going to do, walk? It's about 47 miles to Santa Fe. So what are you going to do? In the summer, it's hot as hell. In the winter, cold, snow. And these girls, these young girls, would be brought to this ranch, and they'd have nowhere to go.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh. The financier, pedophile, used the 10,000-acre ranch as a playground for his VIP guests, who he brought to the secluded estate a few times each year. Sales from the Epstein's other estates have been used to fund the Epstein Crime Compensation Program, which was created in June of 2020. The man's townhouse in Manhattan sold for $51 million in 2021, while his home in Palm Beach was sold for $18.5 million. Daniel Weiner, an attorney for the estate, said in 2021 the compensation program has been funded with over $140 million, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's a proper name for this guy, huh? Representing the estate, Weiner. The news of the estate's price reduction come just days after it was confirmed that dozens of court documents relating to Epstein's associates, including a billionaire businessman, will be made public. Judge Loretta Preska recently ruled that the public interest outweighs the right to privacy and that the materials should be unsealed, despite one subject claiming it would wrongfully harm his privacy and reputation. Preska overrode objections from Tom Pritzker, the billionaire executive chairman of the Hyatt Hotels, and ordered material related to him to be made public. The documents are a part of a defamation case brought against Maxwell by accuser Roberts in 2016 that was later settled. The trove of material has been released on a rolling basis, after with the first set coming in 2019, 2 days before Epstein killed himself, after numerous requests from media organizations. And Judge Preska has been really good about this. She's been rolling this stuff out, like they say here, on a rolling basis, and she's given us a nice glimpse of what went on and what was in that defamation suit. A total of 16 non-party does objected to the release of the files being made public, and the first set of 8 have already been dealt with by the federal court in New York. The latest batch related to the remaining 8, referred to as does 12, 28, 97, 107, 144, 147, 171, and 183. Judge Preska said that much of the purportedly sensitive information had already been made public last year during Maxwell's trial for trafficking underage girls to Epstein, which led to her being jailed for 20 years. She ran through dozens of documents and ordered them all to be unsealed. Documents related to Doe 183 were to be made public, as they have been the subject of intense media coverage and cropped up in Maxwell's trial. However, Judge Preska put a stay on the release of the materials to November 28th so that Doe could appeal if they wanted. Doe 107 claimed that unsealing their material would connect them to Epstein and unnecessarily invade their privacy. No. You connected yourself to Epstein, and if you get outed for that, well, that's on you. Nobody ever told you to run around with a molester. Nobody told you to hang out with a rapist. So now that people are going to know that you were breaking bread with this dude, I don't want to hear shit about it. And as far as the property catching another haircut, I expected to get another one, in fact, with the economy steering the way it's going, with the market as far as home purchasing and buying property being down. Who's going to step up here and spend this kind of money? I don't see it. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.